שוס, כל הכל הקודש הזה. First, if I may, I'd like to take the opportunity to say a Shalom Aleichem Kloli. It's very special to be here. So many chavirim v'yedidim was mamish. Nafshi kshura b'nafshechem, from Gateshead, even some from America already. And this is a simcha and a zchus to be here. We've been shtar makir tova, so the Rosh Hashiva Shlita, for this opportunity. In Yiddish Zotman, a gast if a vile zet a mile. When you come somewhere for a while, you're not there all the time, then you see further, you see clearer. And you're living in a place, so it becomes vochadik, and you don't see its milas, maybe you don't see its challenges. And I'm not zeicher that often to be in Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh. And when you come here, when a Yid comes here as a gast of avayel, I think you're overcome with the experience of Kedusha. Yerushalayim is Er HaKodesh. There's Kedusha in the air. It's a place of Kedusha Satira, a place of Avodas Hashem, a place of Shifas, where you feel the Nichsef of a Gamkolso Nafshi Lechatzris Hashem. In one of the kinnas, Be'ezer Hashem, we won't need to say this year, the Kinnat Tzion Haloi Sishami, which was written by Rabbi Yehuda Alevi, the Baal HaKuzari. According to one Masorah, he wrote this Kinnat when he arrived after years of longing to come to Eretz Yisrael. He arrived and he fell on the floor and he wrote this Kinnat. And there, B'Sei Chadvorim, when he describes Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, he says, Chaye neshomis avir artzich. He says that just the air is chaye neshomis, is neshomadik. And I think it's just kind of important to point it out. We all appreciate it, even those who live here appreciate it. But when you come from without, from outside, it hits you. Dosi Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh. And at the same time, it's clear. Azoyi Chazal Zogin Kol HaGodol Mechaveir Yitzri Godol Emen. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said that that doesn't just go on people. He said it goes on Zmanim as well. Vos Gresa Zman. When there's a greater Zman, there's a greater Yitzah. As we know, whenever we come to the Gita Zmanim, we always think, you know, this is going to be, it's going to be an amazing experience of Aliyah, and of course, it often is and it can be, but we also discover that there's a keneged. There's always a keneged to Kedusha. And it's true in Mekoimus. As a treftzach in Amokum from Kedusha, there's no question, there's a hisnagdus. It just hit me again, these things hit you when you don't come here often. I don't know, to so make a fill a fire on a Kurdish. I was on the way back from Kever Ochana, I saw a big sign. There's a Jerusalem Film Festival. It just hit me how upgefrecht that is. Wie kann sein das Sache in Jerusalem? I'm assuming it's not just films of Adir Atira and that. So I understand. That's the Kol HaGodol Mechaveir Yitzer Godol Emenu. But that's not just in the ear, bichlal. So tut sich op in the nefesh of everyone zoiche to be in the ear. Mitzad echo the endless opportunities for kedusha. But mitzad sheni, there's a keneged, there's always a keneged. Ob in a mokum from kedusha is the keneged miskabel. So I thought bereshuschem to speak a little about kedusha and the great milchama for kedusha. Chayvus Alvov state that the Chosid met someone coming back from milchama, and he asked him, "Where are you coming back from?" He said, "He's coming back from the war. We've just won the wars." So the Chosid said to him, "You've won the smaller war, but hikoinu, prepare yourself for the great war, the great milchama, which is the milchemes hayetzer, the milchama for kedusha." And kaseida mizuchen etzus, we want nothing more than to fight this milchama and to be menatzeach this milchama. Kaseida, we're looking for ways. Umavesus is shver. And I want to share, I think, in a few minutes, Kemen Azom to Klolim, but I think this Klol is really the answer. When we understand this Klol and we live this Klol, then we have the Koyach. Sadoa Gemara, in Maseches Gittin, in the Tisha B'Av Gemoras. It's not nice to call them that, but I'll call them the Gemoras of Smalen Tisha B'Av. It state dot in Dafnun Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings a story which actually is, it's an entire kin of this story. It's one of the few that we can kind of understand even without Art's Crow. It's just a clearly written story. And the Gemara says that Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Maisa Bibnoyu Bibitoy Shel Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha had a son and a daughter. Both of them were taken as prisoners. Shemishbu Lishnei Adoinim. They were taken and they were made into an eved and a shivcho. Leyomim nizdavgu shneyan b'mokim echad. The two adoinim, the masters of this boy and girl who were brother and sister, they met each other. Ze oimer yesh li eved she'in k'yoyskei b'chol ha'olam. The adoin of the eved said, "I have an eved who's so handsome, out of this world. She'in k'yoyskei b'chol ha'olam." The ze oimer. He said that about his shifcho. Omru boyu v'nasiyim zel ozev v'necholik bivlodis. So they said, "Let's put them together. V'necholik bivlodis, we'll have beautiful children." Ishtetim gemore chnisum lachida. And it was dark, it was at night. They didn't know who each other were. And they were there together through the night. Just the two of them. Beshivya, far away from home. With nothing to stand in the way. In Gemara state, Ze Yoshua Bekeren Zovis, Ze Vezu Yoshua Bekeren Zovis, Ze. He sat in one corner and she stayed in another corner. They wouldn't go anywhere near each other. Ze oimer ani koyin ben koyanim gedoilim esor shifcho. So ich bin a koyin ben koyanim gedoilim. I can't let myself down. The zoi meres. And she said, וזוי סוימרס, עמי קוי המס פסקוין עם גדוילים אינו סי לעבד ובוכו כל הלילה. כיוון שאול עמוד השחר הכירו זה זה ונופלו זה על זה וגורו בבחיר עד שיוחסו נשמוסו. The morning they realized that their brother and sister, they fell on each other. The Gemara says they cried at Shiyotzo Mishmosom Va'aleyem Koinim Yirmi Al'ele Ani V'ichiyo Eini Eini Yerdomoyim. That says to Yirmiyahu's Mekoinim Baruch HaKodesh. This was by Sheni. But he saw this Baruch HaKodesh and he said Al'ele Ani V'ichiyo Eini Eini Yerdomoyim. So Chamol Gehet, I can't remember anymore the Makir. This story is—it's a story mini elef, but it's a story of young people faced with the greatest of nisyonos, of them is on far away from home, nothing really to worry about, and yet they're oimed, they stand so strong. For the kultus, where does this koyach come from? Where does this gevura come from? So I once heard a tzushtel. The Gemara just before this talks about their father, Rabbi Shmuel himself, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Shua ben Hananiah once went lekrach godil shebarimi, went to a great city in Rome. They told him, there's a small child in prison. The toiv rois, beautiful eyes, he looks good. And his hair is hanging beautifully. So the Gemara says, holach v'omad al pesach beis asurim. And Rabbi Shua ben Hanani said, the posuk oma miyitein lim shiso Yaakov Yisrael avoizes him. And the tinnik answered the end of the posuk, halei Hashem zuchotonu loy veloy ovu bidrochov, veloy ovu bidrochov oloich veloy shomu b'seirosoi. Oma muvtechami bo yishemoyra hoyro b'Yisrael. He said, I'm sure that this child is going to be moyra hoyro b'Yisrael. And the Gemara says, he said, I'm going to be paid to him. And he was paid to him, and the loy hoyo yomim uotim at shahiro hiro b'Yisrael umanu Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. And these two children, the story about these children were his children, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha's children. Now, I want to get an interesting ha'ora. The Gemara describes this tinnik. The Gemara describes him as yifei naim betuiv roi ukutzisos stories leitaltalim. Seems unusual arichus. He wants to say he was good looking, he was sweet. Come on, could say that. Maybe Yifei Enayim v'Toiv Roi. What's the Kvutzoisus stories leitaltalim? His hair was hanging beautifully. So Chamol Gehet the Pshat, he had a small child, and he's been taken captive. He's hostage. And a little boy on his own, but etzach gehalten. He didn't forget who he was, and he made sure that he looked the way a Yiddish boy should look. That he was mesuder. He didn't lose himself. It was kutzeis of stories like Taltalim. He remembered who he was, and when Rabbi Shua ben Hananiah saw that there's a boy here who evased where it is. He hasn't lost his understanding. He's not starting to think it's not kedai to be a yid, but he's put together. There'll be more of a Rabbi Yisrael. From der Tate, it could come and die Kinder. These children who had that gaiva, who had that stolz, who knew who they were, they knew they were B'nai Melochim. And Mamela, Melostzach nicht Arab. Our greatest koyach in fighting the Melchoma of Kedusha is not to hear more and more about how terrible it is and how nidrig it is and how gefährlich it is. Of course, that too. But the main quick is to know who we are, to know as Mizan Hecher, to know that we're above, that it doesn't matter where we are. In any matzav we are in Golus, but Gufu Benefesh, or but Mibleiben Kutsuisal stories like Taltalin. Pasuk steht, in unser Pasha, Pasha's Bolok, amongst the brochis, the klolis that were first at least nefach lebrocha, is steht in Pasuk, hen om kelovi yokum v'chari yisnaso. I think it's time we took that Pasuk back. Steht im Pasuk schon seit Kabbalah Satir. Hen om kelovi yokum v'chari yisnaso. Lo yishka vad yoichal teref v'dam chalolim yishte. It's not a hem k'dova, I don't have it here, but the hem k'dova says a taich. It says, Klal Yisrael compared to a lovi and to an ari. So he says that a lovi is extremely strong. The lovi has physical strength, he has a kwech. The ari says it's not as strong. But the ari says it has a shtot. The ari is the melech of all the chayes. And he can't let himself down. He says, Hin onkel lovi yokum, yidn have a kwech. Avado, we have a kwech. The Ibishti Kutim is kwech. Avado, we have the kwech to be loichem, kelovi yokum. But we need another kwech. Ha'ari yisnaso. Medazuch deheben. We have to know who we are. But this idea, it's not just an academic idea. It's not just in Londres, it's not enough to know it. It won't work if we just know it. We have to live it, we have to experience it. Because every bit that we experience who we are, we experience our neshama, we experience our kesher to the Eibishter, we experience the mesikus of ruchnius. For every little step in that direction, we're immunized against anything that Yetzirah hotzuf akrifim. There's nothing there. But Emes, there's nothing there. But when someone's hungry, is the welt zucht, that when you set nets to catch birds, the birds that they catch are the hungry birds. Those who are hungry, desperately looking for something, so they fall into the nets. When we're hungry, when we don't have what we need, when we don't realize vos mehoten, when there's no charis, asal, then we fall for everything. There's a letter, a miridika letter from Rabbi Nachman Mendel Mivitebsk. Rabbi Nachman Mendel Mivitebsk came to Tzvas with the oilim of the Talmidei Baal Shem. He wrote letters back to the Hasidim in Europe. And it seems they wrote a letter that they're struggling with Machshava Zoris. Seems like it's an old problem. So he writes back to them. He says, the answer to Machshava Zoris is to experience Simcha in Torah and Avodas Hashem. He says, because the nefesh is looking for something. And befrat a nefesh from ayid. Svarim state that the nefesh of a yid comes me ulam a tanuk. A yid needs tanuk. A yid cannot be without tanuk. We can't be. We hate it, and we know that. We hate being bored. We hate it when there's no excitement. We hate it when there's no matzuv. That's how we are. So tutzach bayidin. So muzuchton bayidin. Our nefesh is teveas is ozuchton. And if we don't have that, then Saltman are right. So the Vachari Snasla is not just a lundus. We have to experience it. Medrash state, Bishas, the grace of Nisoyin. The Nisoyin of Yosef HaTzadik stands forever as our guide, as our chizuk. So Medrash brings lots of different ways, eitzes that he used to overcome this Nisoyin, which Chazal tell us came out that Yosef HaTzadik was nichshol. So B'Zoi Chadvorim, the Medrash says, Dov Rachei Vayomel Ish Es Adoinov Oma Lo Lo Muda Kodesh Baruch Hu Li Yosnik Lo Al Oyave Beis Abo. He said, Ba'unz in Mishpocha, the Eibishter reveals himself. Every now and then, he's Megala himself. Avrom Achadvorim O'Elech O'Yodvar Hashem El Avrom B'machze Yitzchok Vayero Elov Hashem B'Laylo Ahu Yaakov Vayachli V'Hine Sulom V'Goymer. So the Eibishter is Megala to us. He said, Esh Malech, he said, if I listen to you, V'shemo yigole olay HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yimtso oisi tomi. He said, I can't do this. This is my timer. I'm of a Klal Yisrael, of a family where the Eibishter zich megale. If I listen to you, Shemo, he said, the Eibishter will be megale himself to me. V'yimtso oisi tomi. U'midemo teg izot neim. I can't afford to do this because of who I am, because v'chari is naso. And the imtima that most of us don't get giluim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Torah says we do, of course we do. Every time we open a Gemara, every time we have a tam in a word of Torah, that's a giluim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time we're able to daven a Shemoyne Esra mit Hatam, that's a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time we feel an Avo, a Yiro, a Dveikus, an Emes, a Yiddish, a Simcha, that's a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a Yid has a Nisoyan, perhaps that's the greatest taina we can have to ourselves. And the more we've been toying this Mesikus, the stronger the taina is. Esh Malech. I'll listen, I'll go there, I'll look there, I'll do that, and then the next time I open a Gemara, the next time I open a Siddur, the next time I do a mitzvah, it won't be the same. Avadu mikin almal tshuvaton, of course. Ob azligatus. We have to think that way, that I'll open a Gemara of a yintzo isi tomi. The Emes says there's no sofik. Once the Gedolim have told us that we're in Ikus of the Mashiach, no one knows exactly what is Goy Gomorrah or what isn't. Obas a klar that Mizneita Vivaita, we're close to the end. That's clear, and it's klar. It's just so clear to see as Das will the Eibishter Dem Elchom. And the Eibishter has given you're the She'iris on Kodesh, you, we, all of us. The Nisyonis of Mahot, and I know I'm speaking to Bochrim Yungalai, Talmidei Chachomim, who are Yoshim, Omku Shel Halocha, Imkol Zeh. The Nisyonis are there, and the Nisyonis are harder for us than they've ever been, and perhaps more than anything, because not just are they accessible, but they're really accessible without anyone knowing. The Gemara says Maseches Brachos, famous Gemara, that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was about to leave the world, so his Talmidim came in, Levakr, and they had a conversation at the end. He said, Rabbeinu Borcheinu, they asked for a bracha. So Om Alohem Yehirotzu Yishteimuira Shomayim Aleichem Kemuira Bosovadom. That was his bracha. He said, Halavai, Yomuira Shomayim, Yira Shomayim should be Kemuira Bosovadom. Om Rolei Talmidov Ad Kan, that's it. Seems like a very low level bracha. That our Yira Shomayim should be like Muira Bosovadom. What Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said this in his last moments, in his moments of absolute emes. He said to them, V'levai, Omar lahem v'levai, ha'levai, teidu k'sha'odom oiver avira oima shelo yirani odom. We're all boss of the dom. Often our greatest ikuv is shelo yirani odom. I don't want to be caught. But we live in a doir where the sotan has taken away the whole shelo yirani odom. It just isn't that anymore. Kentov vos mevil, ven mevil, and there's no concern of shelo yirani odom. Mitzad echad that's a pachad, but mitzad sheni it means that those who are miskaper, the oilam is miskaper. I think, if I can say so, mahotin ein hakim of ndoir, but I think that it's mamash elu yu umen. How our doer are being miskabel, connected a readily accessible Yetzer Hara in a way that previous doers weren't. But this was given to us because this is our Melchoma, this is Melchemes Goy Gomogog, Al Hashem V'Al Mashichoy. And yet the moment was miskabel, we're making tikkunim that weren't able to be made before. Dafka, because it's so easy. Dafka, because it's such a big koyach. When a bocha, a younger man, says no. And before, when he says no with the understanding of V'shem o'yigol alay HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'yimtzo isi tomei, I want hiskarvus, I want dveikus. So, ein lecha dova godel mizeh. That's what I wanted to share. Versteht sich, there's a lot to talk about, and a lot to understand about how we make sure that we experience Kesedah more and more Simcha in Torah and Avodah, more and more Mesikus, because that's going to be the only answer to the degree that we understand as Ich bin Hecher, V'chariyis Nassar, Sepas Mechisht. To that degree, will the Ezer Hashem will be able to be miskabel. And I want to just be Messiah. I know I've told this story before, more than once, so Bet Mechilev, the Olam has heard it. I enjoy hearing it every time I say it, so. Like lots of speakers, I assume everyone else also will. Obsamir de Kemaisa. A Meirdike Chizuk. So Meisa Shoyo Kachoyo, I think this was in 1948, if I remember rightly, when Yerushalayim, here though Yerushalayim was under siege. It was a terrible time, and the siege went on for months. And Yidden Posha didn't have anything to eat, couldn't get anything in or out. It was a Nissim Mamish. Yidden was saved by Nissim. Kerogil. Kran Sultan the Kerogil by Nissim. In any case, there was nothing to eat. So they even managed, they got by. So there was a Rebbe, a Melamed, in Meshorim, somewhere here, who realized that the children were not having anything. So he began a minig once a week, once a month on Rosh Chodesh. His wife made a cake, a small cake. How much could they? They got together a few ingredients, she made a small cake. And he'd come into his kitta, and Rosh Chodesh he would slice the cake, the thin slices, and every boy would get a cake. And that was La Yehudim, Mamish, Rosh Chodesh treat. So one Rosh Chodesh, he came in with his cake and he gave everyone a slice, and one boy took his slice and he found a serviette, a napkin, same thing, and he wrapped the cake. So the rabbi said, well, what's this? He said, Ich gedenk, he said, I remember from before the war, I remember how much my father loved cake. Loved that, I got a shtickle kuchen. So I'm keeping it for my father. So the rabbi was murdering his spoils, they're keeping it for your father. So a serious nefesh for a small child. In any case, he came to the first hafsoka, to recess. So the rabbi saw the little boy, he went away, he put the cake, and he opened up this napkin, and he looked at it, and he smelt it. He made the mezuzahs, and he took one bite, of the cake, and then quickly wrapped it up, said, "That's it, chaltus vadatata." Anyway, it was lunchtime, the middle of the day, and again he went over, and again he looked at it, again he couldn't hold himself back, he had another little bite. And then later on in the day, was another hafsoka, and again, just a little, he took another little bite, and he said, "That's it, I'm not touching this, I'm going to take it home." Anyway, eventually it was time to go home, and he took what was left of the cake, and he ran home before he eats any more of it. He ran, he burst in, and he said, "His father, the tata," he said, I bought you the cake that the Rebbe gave." And his father was so touched, he was so moved. He said, "You kept your cake for me." And then he opened up the napkin, and he saw the bites, and he burst out crying. He said, "When you told me you kept me the cake, I was very touched. But when I see the bites, I see how much this meant to you. Un afal pike." So chamol gehef na magid, hazah, a starke meisen, a grise chizuk, as we often feel miyush, because we've fallen, because we haven't been perfect, and who can say that we've never fallen? But you know what, if you've taken a bite, that shows how hard it is for you. And when you have a nisayon and you say no to the Eibishter, you're giving him the cake with the bites. You say, "Rabbeinu Shlom, the Eibishter veistoch, you know how hard it is for me. You know how many times I've given in and taken a bite, and afal pikein chzog yetznein. Val shemo yigol olei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yimtso isi tomi. Vos l'nachas ruach, das geht to the Eibishter." It's also unser Tafkid, it's hard, and there's the shyness, and we're able, we have the koyach, we've got the koyach of the lovi in amke lovi yoko, we've got koyachas, but perhaps even more than that, we've got the koyachas of chari yisnaso, when we know who we are, when we know musar Hashem b'ni al timos, eile from the slonim rebbe zot gezogt, musar Hashem, the greatest musar is b'ni, is to remember who you are, that you're b'ni, u'mamela al timos. You have no idea, again, we don't know who we are, the Olam sitting here, mamish, the she'ir is am kodesh. The Eibishter is al-hofen, that we should be zeichel to live this koyach of hinam kelovi yokum v'chari yisnaso, we should be zeichel here in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, to live lives of Kedusha. The core of Mamish, that Mezricha Zayin, as Bizchus, this Mulchemes Hayetze, was Kedushim Utoirim, or Menatzeach Bechol Yoyim V'Yoyim, that will be the ultimate Mitzochen. And Mezricha Zayin, the Ebeshe Vet Mitzgoyel Zayin, Medav Nishmoyer Hoben. I just say over, but Mamish, 1 minute, while Sonoch HaChizuk, I saw this recently, that Reb Nosson Wachtfeigel, the first time there was a worry over the atom bomb, it's been going on for a long time this, the first time they realized that the atom bomb is a thing, as they say in America, it's a thing, it means something to worry about. So the first time they realized that the atom bomb was a thing, so they were very scared. Rabbi Wachter gave a shmuz then in Lakewood, and he said there's nothing to worry about. He said he's got a Kabbalah Ishmi Piyesh from Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin that Elch Yid will be safe. And then he said, Vosidosa Elch Yid? He said, anyone who's moved on Minagoy, He said, if you move the dot, you don't need to be the tzaddik yisayid olam. But el chayit means those who live separate from goyim, they'll be okay. So we've nothing to worry about. The only thing we need to worry about is this fight. So if we're helpful, we should be able to be lechem ulchemes Hashem. We should be able to be menatzeach. We should be able to live lives of kedusha. Mazzeich is a mekor of mamish. The sechzeno ineinu b'shulcha l'tzien b'rachem.